So which is more dangerous, failure of the mind or failure of the intelligence? That means initially the mind proposes something and we get into something which is undesirable. And then when we recognize also with our intelligence that this is something which has been done wrong, but then at that time we start feeling that, you know, ultimately I only did it. So I only have to bear the consequence. Whom can I blame for it? And then we start feeling that the intelligence has become aware too late, and it's, we can't do anything to correct it now because it's too late right now. So what do we do at that time? Yeah, I would say that whatever stage we realize that we have got wrong, we need to correct from that stage onwards. So whenever it is, if it is before the first indulgence, it is after the first indulgence, it is before the second indulgence, it is after the second indulgence, whenever we realize, from that point we start correcting. Just like if the example of the horse and the rider is given, see, the charioteer is driving, the charioteer is control of the horses. Now if the horse sees something off the road and the horse starts running, now when the horse starts its running, at that time the charioteer, if he pulls back, charioteer can control much more quickly. But if the horse gains momentum, then controlling it is much more difficult. The faster the horse is running, the more the charioteer will have to strain to control. But still, it is possible. It's not impossible. Even if the chariot, say, goes off the road and overturns, and the horse, say, goes and eats that, and then it becomes a little peaceful, then also the chariot can be turned again from its upside down to the normal state, and the person can walk, person can resume the journey, but it's much more trouble. So the more we go into a particular activity, the tougher it becomes to recover. But it's always possible. Even after a complete fall also we can recover. But the earlier the better. So I would say that in the his analysis, it is the mind which makes us do wrong, and then afterwards it discourages us from correcting the wrong, thinking that is already done. But then at that time we can understand that okay, one mistake or one indulgence is a certain level of conditioning, a certain level of impression. A second indulgence will be a deeper level of conditioning. So let me stop at least at this stage.
Okay.
It's not, I may feel it's not early enough, but at least it's not so late. But when we, it's one thing is that it's like if you consider the intelligence to be a guard and temptation is like a thief which is coming in to catch. So, or to rob. So initially the guard is, say, not alert. The guard doesn't see the thief coming in only. And then the guard, the thief comes in and steals. So then eventually when the guard realizes, hey, this thief has broken in. And now the thief has almost packed the things and the thief is about to run away. The guard thinks, what is the use? The thief is anyway going to run away. But then the guard can think, you know, okay, if I run and try to catch the thief, now at least a thief may not steal that much. So I would say that the first level itself is a problem because the intelligence was not alert enough. But even that is not a problem. At the second level, that when the intelligence is aware and doesn't do something, then that is like a guard who is present and doesn't do them. That's more of a dereliction of duty. If the guard is not present, then that's okay. It's also bad, but that's not that bad. So tasmatam indriyanya adau nyamya bharatar shiva. Prabhupada writes in that purport that Krishna is saying, therefore in the beginning control your senses. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, that means from the childhood only one should learn to control the senses. Or he says, as soon as one realizes the urgency of controlling the senses. So then if I realize I'm in this situation where I'm in trouble, then as soon as I realize the urgency, that time I do it. So yes, failure of the mind is bad, but then the mind is conditioned. And in that sense it will happen. But failure of the intelligence means when the intelligence just refuses to do its duty, then it's more serious. Because then the chance of correcting ourselves becomes much lesser.